So what did they call a male sheep, or a female sheep, I mean? You recall? You ever hear them call the yo or the you or something like that? Or the wee. They maybe call it the wee too.
Wee, that's the baby sheep.
The wee is the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the female called?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You never hear them call it the yo or the you? Neither one. Okay.
Neither one, no, I don't know.
Okay. And sheep are raised for the
wool and also for meat.
And the male hog,
boar, female is sow, and piggy, I guess, for the little pigs.
And general term for the male, the female, and the little ones is just plain
herd of hogs.
And long things in the male's mouth stick out like
the tusk.
They have
two tusks and then two horns.
And the sharp or the stiff things on the back and the neck, hairs like they're called the
mane on a horse.
Or bristle. Yeah.
Bristles.
Okay, and you said a while ago that you feed the hogs in a, you pour the slop in a what?
In a trough.
If you had two of these, you might say we have
two hog troughs.
And when you have a male hog, you don't want it to be a male hog anymore, you perform an operation.
Operation.
Do you call that an operation? What do you call it? Is there a term for...
No, there is a term for it.
You didn't have to do this, I suppose. You did live on a farm.
Oh, we had our own hogs, and we had... Mm-hmm. What did they call that?
You ever call it trim them, or...?
Yes, we use the term trim, that's right.
Let's see, six. What is the noise that the calf makes when it's being weaned? The noise a calf makes. You call it the calf starting to
bawl.
And the noise that a cow makes.
Moos.
When it's during feeding time, the cow starts to moo. And the noise a horse makes when he's hungry?
Neighs.
Or, you ever say knicker?
Knicker.
And the hen on a nest is called a...
Setting hen.
What was that again?
Setting hen.
And keep the hens in a, what do you call a building where you keep the hens?
Hen house. Or chicken house now.